Today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 25, and the text is number 17. And the title is Chanting the Song Sung by Lord Shiva. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Sangama kalu viprase.
Sangama kalu viprase.
Sivineha saririnam.
Sivineha saririnam.
Dulabho munayo dachur.
Dulabho munayo dachur.
Asangatyam abhishitam.
Asangatyam abhishitam.
Sangama.
Sangama.
Association.
Association.
Kalu.
Certainly.
Viprarise.
Viprarise.
All best of the Brahmanas.
Brahmana
Sivena. Along with Lord Shiva. Iha. In this world. Sorry, my computer is. I didn't want to put it on electricity. Okay. Those sarinam, who are engaged in material bodies. Durlabha,
very rare.
Munyaha,
great sages.
Dhyadhyuhu, engage themselves in meditation. Asangat, being detached from anything else. Yam, and to whom?
Abhipshitam,
desiring. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki. The great sage Vidura continued, O best of the Brahmanas, it is very difficult for living entities engaged within this material body to have personal contacts with Lord Shiva. Even great sages who have no material attachment do not contact him, despite their always being absorbed in meditation to attain his personal contact. Please repeat. The great sage Vidura continued.
Great
sage, O best of the Brahmanas, it is very difficult for living entities engaged within this material body to have personal contact with Lord Shiva. Even great sages, we have no material attachment, do not contact him, despite their always being absorbed in meditation to attain his personal contact. The purport by Srila Prabhupada. Since Lord Shiva does not incarnate himself unless there is some special reason, it is very difficult for an ordinary person to contact him. However, Lord Shiva does descend on a special occasion when he is ordered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this regard, it is stated in the Padma Purana that Lord Shiva appeared as a Brahmana in the age of Kali to preach the Mayavada philosophy, which is nothing but a type of Buddhist philosophy. It is stated in Padma Purana, Mayavidam asakshastram parchananam buddham ushyate buyaiva vihitam devi kalo brahmana murtina. Lord Shiva speaking to Parvati foretold that he would spread the Mayavad philosophy in the guise of a sannyas brahmana, used to eradicate Buddhist philosophy. The sannyasi was Sripada Sankaracharya. In order to overcome the effects of Buddhist philosophy and spread Vedanta philosophy, Shiva Sankaracharya had to make some compromise with the Buddhist philosophy, and as such he preached the philosophy of monism, for it was required at that time. Otherwise, there was no need for his preaching Mayavad philosophy. At the present moment, there is no need for Mayavad philosophy or Buddhist philosophy, and Lord Chaitanya rejected both of them. This Krishna conscious movement is spreading the philosophy of Lord Chaitanya and rejecting the philosophy of both classes of Mayavadi. Strictly speaking, both Buddhist philosophy and Sankara's philosophy are but different types of Mayavad dealing on the platform of material existence. Neither of these philosophies has spiritual significance. There is spiritual significance only after one accepts the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, which culminates in surrendering unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Generally, people worship Lord Shiva for some material benefit, and although they cannot see him personally, they derived great material profit by worshipping him. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Tane Sumatra Bhakanat Swami Tinamine. Namaste Sarasvati Bhagavani Pajani Vasay Sasvi Vani Pasvajani Sarayani. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Tane Sumatra Bhakanat Swami Tinamine. Yeah, today in this verse it is very clearly explained to Srila Prabhupada who Lord Shiva is, and that he was incarnating as Sankaracharya to actually preach the impersonal philosophy. But of course, Lord Shiva is a pure devotee. We have to understand that he was doing it with a personal purpose. He was ordered by the Lord to counteract actually the Buddhism philosophy. Many times people are coming here to visit Radhades who have some Buddhist background. And when we explain in the museum room from Srila Prabhupada that actually Buddha is an incarnation of Krishna, their eyes are going wide open and thinking, is that true? Or is that just speculation of the Hare Krishna? But when I explain that there are many similarities, that the Vaishnavas actually accepting the impersonal part of Krishna, but we are following the personal part of Lord Krishna, that God is a person. Impersonalism is also there in the Vedas, but we are following the personal part of the Vedas. And when I go a little deeper sometimes with people alone, and explain actually that Buddha is an incarnation of God and that he came for a certain purpose to preach and to explain to people why they shouldn't follow the Vedic, because they were very much deviated from the real purpose of the Vedic scriptures, and they're starting to interpret the Vedic scriptures, and then we get in difficulty. Is actually, we are very fortunate. We have Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada gave us the real knowledge. We don't have to go to the demigods, because here in the West we are not so familiar with the demigods. But in India, and when I'm traveling to India, we are many times see people who are devotees from Lord Shiva, and also many people who are following Kali or Durga and do all kinds of worship for her and have processions with her, and she is Parvati, she's the wife of Lord Shiva. And they do that because they like to have some material benefits. We know from Krishna book that also the gopis went to Gajayani, that is also a part of Durga. But they knew who she was and also who Krishna was. They only went to Gajayani to get Krishna as their husband. And that was the real purpose, to go there. I also remember, and you all know the story, that Nanda Maharaj, He's actually doing the sacrifice for the demigods, for Indra and for Brahma. And he has to get a good result of that everything will grow nicely. But Krishna was correcting his father. He didn't have to do that. He just offered it to Govardhan. And Govardhan is supplying everything for us. And Nanda Maharaj first, he was thinking, no, don't disturb me. I'm just doing the sacrifice and it's very important what I'm doing. But little Krishna came in between again and again to convince his father that it was not necessary to do so. But it was also a purpose that Krishna was doing that, because he wanted to teach Indra a lesson. Because Indra became very proud. And because of that, he wants to have a part of the sacrifice. And Krishna didn't want to do that. And he wants to purify Indra. And we all know the story. A lot of thunder and rain came because Indra became so upset that he didn't get the share of the sacrifice, that Krishna has to show something that he is God. And he was only 5 years old. And he was holding Govardhan Hill on his left pinky to protect the citizens from Vrindavan. And then finally Indra found out, oh my God, I make a mistake. And he came very humble before Krishna and he offered his obeisances. And in the scriptures, in Srimad Bhagavatam, we can read these beautiful prayers. And I was thinking also for us, when we make a mistake or when we do something wrong, it is always good to think about and to contemplate a little bit from why things went wrong. And that you can apologize, or at least when it is not possible to apologize personally to the person because the person is still upset with us, then at least we can pray for the person, for his benefit, and that he at least understand that this, the kind of things are happening in this material world, because this world is meant for suffering and we all get our share in this material world. Here also Srila Prabhupada in the next chapters, he is also explaining something about the position of Lord Shiva, and I want to share that a little bit with you. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first canto, chapter 2, text 3, Srila Prabhupada is explaining about the Mayavadis, that we understand exactly who they are. Prabhupada is saying the Mayavadis are envious of the personality of Godhead. Despite Srimad Shankaracharya's admission that Narayana, the personality of Godhead, is above the material creation, the envious Mayavadi cannot have access to the Bhagavatam. But those who are really anxious to get out of this material existence may take shelter of this Bhagavatam. Because it is uttered by the liberator Srila Sukadeva Goswami, and it is transcendental torchlight by which one can see perfectly the transcendental absolute truth realized as Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. 2 days ago, I had a guided tour, and 12 people came a little late, and I went with the whole group to the temple room, and one lady started crying when she looks at Srila Prabhupada. I didn't know what happened there, but later on I made contact with the lady after all, and she came to me and she said, "Mother, I don't know what happened with me, but in the temple room, some really, really extraordinary thing happened with me." She said, "When I was standing in front of this master," she said, "master," she said, "something came out of his heart and it was touching me here." She said, "And I couldn't hold myself and I started crying." And I was looking at her, and she started crying again. She said, "Mother, it is not coming from here." She said, "It's coming from here. I had the feelings that this master was coming in my heart to teach me something. And I so happy for her. I embraced her and said, "You are so blessed. You are blessed by the best." She says, "And now I bought a Bhagavad Gita. Now I want to know what is the purpose of life. And he has inspired me," she says, "in my heart to do so." She said, "I'm looking over the world in so many books and so many courses, and I'm not satisfied. I couldn't find it." But she said, "I think today I found what I was looking for." But she said, "I didn't know what I was looking for, but he will teach me." And I was so happy. These kind of things can happen with just a person who comes to visit Radha Das and have some wonderful experience. And this is not one time. Many times people have some experience. One lady is coming in the temple room and she may do like this to Prabhupada. Later on, she said, "Oh my God, I really thought that this person was sitting there, and now I see that it is a statue." You know what I mean? People sometimes realize how great Srila Prabhupada is without knowing him, without having read one letter in his books. But Krishna is inspiring in the heart to get some beautiful realization about Srila Prabhupada. We don't have to go to the demigods, and of course, we are not interested in doing so. We have Srila Prabhupada, who has a direct link to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when we have questions, or when we have some difficulties in our spiritual life, it is always good, especially for people who are maybe not really initiated by a spiritual master, you can always go to Srila Prabhupada and put your question there, and the answers will come sooner or later. And don't be surprised when the answer comes. Many times I explain also to people that when they ask me, "I have to find the spiritual master, because that is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, that it is very important to have a spiritual master." And then I explain to them, when you accept the scriptures, the Bhagavad Gita, the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita, then actually Srila Prabhupada is starting to be your Shiksha Guru. And you don't have to be so in a hurry to find a spiritual master, because Srila Prabhupada will guide you to one of his assistants and to one of his disciples to inspire you in your spiritual life and to make further progress and to get initiated from him. That's what sometimes happens when we Srila Prabhupada ki jai, but Gordita ki jai, Radha Gopinath, Lalita and Vishakha and Subhadra ki jai. That's what happens to just people who come to visit here. Many times they explain to the devotees, they are not ordinary people. Don't think so. Even maybe on the outside, they look a little strange sometimes. They are not ordinary. They are very special. And we don't know from who of these people Krishna wants to give some mercy. We all have gotten some mercy from someone, from a devotee, and came in contact with Srila Prabhupada's books. And that is happening also these days to people who are coming and visiting us. There are many people who are also very much coming from the impersonal path. And when they come here, still something happened with them. They feel that in their philosophy, what they follow, something is missing. And when we can help them to find the missing link, that they can make some spiritual progress, then we're actually doing very well for them. We are all the bent on Krishna. And Prabhupada is saying in chapter 7, in Canto 7, chapter 9, he said, not the demigods. We are not dependent on the demigods. The demigods, he said, cannot give you protection. Krishna can give you, not the demigods. Yes, he said, like a very, very big person, Ravana. He was a great devotee of Lord Shiva, but Lord Shiva could not give him protection when Ram was determined to kill him. So any other protection will not save you. It is false protection. For myself, even my parents couldn't protect me. When I was a child, I was drowning in the water 3 times. One time in a swimming pool, one time in a little pool behind our house, and another time in a little more dirty lake. I used falling. I was a little bit not looking in this world. 3 times I was saved by my sister, by my elder sister. 3 times she took me out. The first time she found me in the swimming pool on the bottom, and she saw my striped swimming suit, and she said, "God, my sister is there, please." She couldn't swim herself. Someone else has to dive and pick me out there. And 3 times. My parents were also there, but they couldn't protect me. Because these things happen to us. And we have to understand that our only protection is coming from Krishna. When Krishna wants to save us, nothing can happen with us. And Krishna was using my sister to save me 3 times. What can we do? And she saved me 4 times, because she sent the devotees to my house. She was not interested in Krishna consciousness, but she said, "You have to go to my sister. She is interested." Again, she was the person who saved me. You never know how things are going in our life. And here Krishna makes it very clear. Nobody can protect me. Even Ravana couldn't be protected by Lord Shiva. Only Krishna could protect him. And actually, when Ram was killing Ravana, that was a blessing for Ravana. That was actually the best that could overcome him. Prabhupada, in the same purport, he's explaining, also Hiranyakasipu couldn't be protected by nobody. He was a worshipper of Lord Brahma, and he got all the benedictions. But Krishna found a way to kill also. Lord Shigene found a way to also kill Hiranyakasipu. That's how it goes in life. When you are thinking that we are safe, something extraordinary can happen with us. And when we are in danger, then also something happens. I was on the road with my car a few weeks ago, and I came from Holland. And there was a big truck driving, and I was passing by. And then a car from the other side, in front of the truck, came to in front of my line, because he didn't saw me. I was next to the truck, and the truck is quite broad. And the car came in front of me, and then he saw me, and he was squeezing, because he was going so fast. And I was only calling out, "Krishna, Krishna, Krishna." And then he went to the right side. You know, this kind of things happen. We are not safe in this material world. It is a dangerous place. But sometimes Krishna has to show us some danger to remind us that we don't forget. And what I was explaining already in the beginning, here in the West, we are not so fond of worshipping the demigods. We are actually very fortunate that we are not growing up with that tradition. But in the Hinduism, it is still very prominent there. And when the devotees are coming and to see Krishna, at home they worship Shiva, and they have Ganesh on their altar. And at least Srila Prabhupada is explaining, at least they are worshipping, and that's already very nice for them. I just spoke with a lady who has a Buddhist background. She said, "I spoke with a few devotees here, and when they heard that I'm a Buddhist, they ignore me and they don't want to talk to me anymore." And she said, now I come to you. And she said, I tell you immediately I'm a Buddhist. And she said, do you want to talk to me? She said, yes, why not? She said, because I see that Buddha is an incarnation of Krishna. And when you want to hear that, that's good for me. But don't try to make me a Buddhist. I went already so many lifetimes on the wrong path. And I will not try to confirm you to make you a Hare Krishna. That is what you have to do yourself, or not. And that's fine with me. In that sense, we can still associate with people and give them some Krishna consciousness. But we are not trying to make them Hare Krishnas, or to make them something else as what they are following. We cannot disturb them also on their path. They have to walk their own path. And we are behind them. But we are not pushing them. That's a little bit my realization of what I want to share with you this morning. Thank you very much for listening patiently. And when there is any question or comment, please do so. Yes, dear Father Mataji.
I was thinking, Krishna, we often hear also that Shankaracharya had to come because he had to stop the Buddhist influence. And then after that, there was Ramanuja and Madhvacharya. So it seemed like there had to be some kind of system.
Yeah.
But then, if the system has to be there, then we shouldn't. I guess we shouldn't be too surprised that some people get stuck along the way.
And they have to write. Because we are all coming from a different background. And some people have worshipped in their past life so faithfully certain demigods. And this life, they do that again. And they are not even trying to go a little higher. And when they are satisfied the way they are worshipped, their name God, or that's their right. That's okay. He was so happy because of us, his followers. Because Prabhupada, when he was speaking about the Mayavadis, the devotees were asking Srila Prabhupada, but Srila Prabhupada, you always are so heavy on the Mayavadis. Why? Prabhupada was explaining. We come from an impersonal background, and that was what Srila Prabhupada is so heavy, loaded with knowledge, to teach us what we have to do and what we should not do. And we can see this whole line of teachers, and we can see that Bhaktivedanta and the six Goswamis and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to set us on the right path. And we are very fortunate that we accepted the right path because of Srila Prabhupada. There is so much faith in him. We know it. He will not cheat us. And he was a perfect example how to follow his spiritual master. And we are following Srila Prabhupada and our spiritual master. And we try to do it faithfully.
For me, it's hard to find a balance because for me, of course, I'm two things. At the same time, just the way Prabhupada talks about it at different times, it seems very extreme. It seems that sometimes it's hard to give the whole thing a place. So I guess that's just part of the problem. No, I mean, I was also speaking with her successor for some time. And it's not always easy to get all these statements and get everything.
Yeah. But maybe I'm too simple. And I just accept it. Yes, Prabhu.
I've been reading the Kalki Purana. And in the Kali Purana says that at the end of Kali Yuga, the Buddhists will almost be everywhere. Everywhere will be, the population of the world will be good, it's all good. And Kalki arrived and fight with this Buddhist. And have the terrible fighting with this Buddhist, and then Kalki won.
May I interrupt you, Prabhu? Because I don't know anything about the books you are speaking about.
Okay.
And I cannot say anything about it. I only read Srila Prabhupada's books.
Okay, the question is the following.
Yes. Can you have a question on what I have spoken about this morning? Maybe that's more relevant for all the other devotees.
The question is the following. What's the difference between the Mayavadis and the Buddhists?
There is not so many differences Srila Prabhupada is explaining here. They are both actually envious on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because the Buddhist from who is following now means that they are not really following Buddha, but it is also some concoction. You know? Yes, Prabhu?
Make a point that most of the time you should not disturb the people by preaching similarity of Krishna consciousness. There is a verse in the Bhagavad Gita who says that everybody follows rather his path to go back home back to Godhead. But in the proverb of this verse in Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada said that Krishna said that in the Bhagavad Gita that everybody sooner or later will go by one way or another way. And Prabhupada said that actually the devotees understand Krishna's desire and even preach to them and even disturb them because they know that Krishna wants them to understand what's the truth actually. So I do not say that we should go to everyone, but when I contact such people, I think that soon we get an opportunity to really preach Krishna consciousness to them. We have to take an endeavor to do it because actually they're really going the wrong way and they bring so many people with them. So sometimes I think we should not be so delicate and so we should present it in a very nice way, but we should present to the people what is what actually regarding Krishna consciousness and the person of Krishna.
But we have to understand that we have to be very sensitive. Srila Prabhupada also said we cannot disturb people on their path. And then we get a reaction. Srila Prabhupada could do so. He is a pure devotee. But we are not that pure yet. Sometimes our motivation to preach is not that pure. And we have to understand that we have to be very careful when we are preaching to people. First of all, we have to follow exactly ourselves first, before we preach. And preaching means that we very much and very carefully test where the people are and where they are looking. And there we try to come in and give them some Krishna consciousness. But we are not preaching heavenly to people. We have to preach, but only to people who like to hear. But we have to be very sensitive. When you have a group of people here, from 50 people who do the guided tour, and when I give a heavy preaching, then they all walk out. They don't want to be preached. They come here to get some information, and we have to give that according to their level. Very carefully. Because we are not a pure devotee yet. And we try very hard to become a pure devotee. But Prabhupada gave already everything. And when they take a little book and read that, people become convinced that yes, this is the path I should follow. But then it is coming from themselves. And that's why we distribute books. It's important. A few weeks ago, some of the devotees was giving a guided tour here, a Dutch guided tour, and I had some visitors in my house, and I sent them to the guided tour, and half of the guide, and they come here already for 8 years, and they were doing the guided tour because they want to see the deities, and halfway the guided tour they came back to my house to complain. She said, the person who was doing the guided tour is preaching so heavily to a group. And he is saying that the people has to come back every day because we are pure and people has to associate with us because then they can make spiritual advancement. Please come here and associate with these pure people. And the two ladies, we felt so threatened by the, by the person who gave this guidance to her. That she said, we went out.
Actually, the point I want to do when I say disturb people is really not in that way. I understand clearly the point you are doing. When I say disturbing the people, I mean just very simple preaching with Ravi Krishna. I understand that what Prabhupada introduced them. We are not the soul and Krishna is the person. I think this point could be done with anyone.
I understand your point.
This point I want to do is, I understand clearly from the right.
I understand your point also, because that was what I was explaining. When we are preaching between brackets, and when we are explaining some philosophy and some Krishna consciousness, that we have to be very careful and sensitive. And that was the only thing that I was saying. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.